We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For what's happening next,
yeah,
you go to a guy covering every single pitch, and that's Tom Hausnick from Allentown Morning Call. Tom, good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Now, we had talked a couple of years ago, and we talked about Michael Franco, and he had a home run last night. His power numbers have been coming back around over the last couple of weeks a little bit, average still, far from anything worth bragging about. But the guy that you credited for helping turn Franco into a major leaguer, at least at the time, was Andres Blanco. What's kind of happened in that situation, you think, as a guy that covered Franco at the AAA level?
Well, he came with a big asterisk, and there's no question that at some point he's got to take ownership for himself. And I think it's kind of reached the point in their relationship where Blanco has said, hey, look, you're a big boy now, and I can't keep watching your every step. I can't keep telling you what to do. And Franco still kind of made some missteps, both on and off the field, and that's what you're seeing, you know, accepting a 220 hitter or a guy who's supposed to be a middle-of-the-order guy for the next decade. We haven't seen that.
Well, nothing sums that up better than, yeah, it's time to be a big boy and put on your big boy pants and go play some baseball. The guy that everybody's talking about that's now at the AAA level, played around 8 games for Lehigh so far and has been doing a great job, is Scott Kingery. And you released a video that got a lot of conversation going yesterday regarding him taking grounders at third base. Is that just something you noticed? Did somebody tell you it was happening? How'd that situation play out?
Well, actually, there was the day before that video where one of the fielding coordinators for the Phillies and manager Dusty Wathan and another one of their minor league coordinators just kind of huddled with Kingery without a glove at third base for about 15 minutes. They did a lot of talking. Looked like there was some instructing going on, but you couldn't really tell if they were talking about base running or whatnot. And then the next day he comes out with a glove, and it was just regular infield practice, but they went without a second baseman. They had him at third. Again, who knows why they're doing this? My best guess or my best hope is that it's just when Cesar Hernandez comes to Lehigh Valley for a rehab assignment, they can keep Kingery in the lineup, keep him fresh, playing some defense, maybe, you know, seeing how he could do a third. It's a position he's never played before. And it's funny, when he and I had a conversation about it his second day at Lehigh Valley, I said, if there's one position you could play that you've never played before, what would it be? And he said third base. Again, he wasn't saying he wanted to play third base. He was just simply saying, you know what, I've done second, I've done short, I've done all the outfield positions. Third base would be pretty cool, be pretty different. And then, you know, 2 days later, here he is taking grounders. Again, my best hope is that it's just something that, you know, it's an exploratory stage, and it's just to kind of fill a void when Hernandez comes for maybe 5 to 7 games of rehab. But who knows? You know, there's been so many guys they've tried to switch positions. Cesar Hernandez knows better than anybody. They stuck him out in center field way back when. So who knows what that plan is really.
Yeah. Has anything jumped out to you? I know it's the early goings with Kingery, but has anything jumped out to you as far as his play, as far as his demeanor, his attitude? What kind of player do you feel he is?
Well, and then not to – this is as big a compliment as I can give to somebody who's playing at Lehigh Valley. He is – as close to Rhys Hoskins in terms of everything you're supposed to do right, in terms of your preparation, in terms of your attitude, in terms of your work ethic. Those two obviously get along very well. And when Scott Kingery reached AA last year, first guy he went to for help was Rhys Hoskins. So his first day in AAA, he was picking the brain again of Rhys Hoskins about opposing pitchers and about different things that this level brings, the challenges. Those two guys are very, very similar. They have tremendous work ethics. They had just a lot of pride in what they do. And those two guys, I can say before we even get to that, I can tell you that they're going to be major leaguers for a while. There's no question in my mind about either one of them.
The only question is, Tom, and we're speaking with Tom Hausnick from the Allentown Morning Call, is when. And you would expect at some point, getting close to that trade deadline, you might see Rhys Hoskins up here, depending on what happens with Tommy Joseph. Either way, you hope to see at least Rhys Hoskins up here in September to get his feet wet at the major league level. But Kingery really remains the guy that most people have questions about in terms of when people are going to see him at the big leagues.
I would be surprised if it's this year. I mean, here we are, we're talking, he's had a week in AAA. That's been a pretty good week, even though he has a couple of errors and a couple of base-running blunders, and he has struck out 9 times. But this kid has the tools, and I think that come next spring training, he's going to be battling for a spot somewhere on that 25-man. Again, he's a guy that if you're going to put him on the roster, you're going to play him every day. So a lot depends on what happens with Cesar and some other pieces in that infield. But the kid's a player. I think by next year at some point, he'll be there to stay.
A lot of people will look at the minor leagues right now, Tom, especially when the big league team is struggling the way it's been. Do you hear some of the guys in AAA up in Lehigh talking about the big league team struggling and call-ups coming, guys pressing or anything like that? Because if you look at the numbers, the only guy you might think is pressing is Crawford. But with the big league team struggling as much as it has been, does the buzz increase in AAA for call-ups?
I think it actually has the opposite effect. I think they get a little quieter. It's the last thing they want to kind of have weighing on their minds. And you can tell who's got that issue going on in their head. I mean, it was clear as day last year with Nick Williams that every swing he thought was going to be the one that was going to get him to the major leagues. And it just put him in a tailspin. And
didn't
it was
Nick
funny,
Williams
exactly,
say he'd stopped just paying attention to the Phillies at all because it was weighing on him?
This year he did, yes. Yeah. That was the big mistake he had made last year. There's no question. And again, there's a guy who probably needs the kind of guidance that Franco had gotten in AAA. And it's just, that's why it's kind of taken him a little longer to maybe mature. And there's still a lot of maturity to go. But in terms of pure athleticism and baseball ability, Nick Williams is as talented as anybody. But again, sometimes you get between their ears and there's a lot going on. I mean, that's one of the questions you ask these guys, how do you not sit here and think that, like, that next call-up could be you? And it's just, I said, the more it's in my head, the worse off I'm going to be. So most of them are just trying to steer clear of that kind of thought.
I find it really weird that Nick Williams, when he got called up, it was a joke about how hard he runs down the first base line, and that was an issue with him last year. And then the story went something along the lines of, I heard Nick Williams tell it, that his manager was asking him about your times and are you busting it down the first base line? And he goes, oh, yeah, of course I'm busting it down the first base line. And he goes, yeah, I don't want to get a call from Pete telling me that you're not doing that at the big league level. I mean, could you go a little bit behind the scenes with us there? I mean, how exactly does something like that play out? Had he been not hustling or had he been turning it around this year?
No, actually, that's one thing that had been consistent for him was that he was busting his butt no matter whether he was running to first base, trying to take the extra base, and then he probably took it a step or two too far. He had run through two or three stop signs, and
we're familiar with that here.
yeah. Again, and I think that's the last thing Phillies fans want to see is they want to see another guy who just ignores the third base coach. Literally, he's done it two or three times, and it didn't work out real well. But aside from that, his aggressiveness has been and his dedication to paying attention to those little details that has been much, much better this year. Consistently. And that's why it was kind of funny that here he is getting called on the carpet for something that he has completely turned around. It started with Charlie Hayes, one of the coaches at AAA. He's the one who came and got Williams at his locker and started with, hey, look, I think the manager wants to talk to you about your hustle down to first base. And I could just see Nick Williams' face like just stunned because he thought, wait a minute, I'm finally doing it. And now I'm getting in trouble again for it.
Tom, one of the guys that has had a lot of criticism this year because he's been really struggling at AAA, and really go back to his time last year, J.P. Crawford was struggling when they promoted him to AAA. All this year has been a struggle, but it seems like the last week and a half, last 2 weeks lately, he has started to turn things around a little bit. What's going on with J.P.?
Well, I think that week off where it was at least said that they thought he had a minor groin injury, so they kept him out of lineup for a week. That did as much for his head as it did for his body. There's no question that he just got the chance to just sit back, relax, watch the game, and just kind of refuel his brain. He had really gotten to the point where, after looking at video and seeing some different things with his hand positioning, he was struggling to find something physically that was leading to the fact that he couldn't hit above 200. So I think that week off really helped. And he's become more aggressive early in counts. And I think at first that was another thing that he was struggling with because he's a very patient guy. He's not afraid to hit with two strikes, sometimes to a fault. And I think he finally has found a happy medium of when to be aggressive early in counts, when to really attack pitches. And I think that's something that's kind of helped him lately. Again, we're talking now he's only hitting 212. But from where he was in April and even as late as the beginning of June, well below 200. I think he's really started to turn the corner a little bit. His defense, again, he's got 12 errors, which is the second most in the International League. I think some of those can be linked to, his brain thinking, how am I going to get out of this, what is now a four-month funk at the plate. But, again, he's been pretty good defensively. He's not Freddie Galvis. I mean, anybody who saw the last out, I believe it was the eighth inning last night, with Freddie making that play to save Luis Garcia, what could have been several runs. JP's close, but he's not that. And he's not that at that consistent level defensively. But there's no doubt that there is progress made at the plate. And, again, the kid is only 22. What's the big hurry? If he's not ready and you have a guy who can hit 250 and play that kind of defense, let him alone in AAA. I don't think there's any reason to call him up anytime soon.
I don't think there's
anybody talking about it either.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, especially when he's just starting to get his swing down. Now, you talked about guys, the mental aspect of the game, Tom, as we speak to Tom Hausnick, Allentown Morning Call covering AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. You talk about mental makeup of guys and whether or not you can tell if they have what it takes between the years to make it at the big league level. J.P. Crawford is a guy that I know a lot about as far as statistics go, but as far as what is between the years with him, does he have that kind of mentality to make it at the big league level?
I don't think there's any question. He's a tremendously confident kid. I think sometimes to a fault, it almost comes across as him not caring about the fact that he's struggling so much. But I think it's been clear lately, especially the last few weeks, that there's some humility there. He still has that strong internal drive. There's no question that, and especially now that his buddy Nick Williams has made it up there and having some success in a very small window. But again, it's to see somebody who you've been with for the last few years, who has gone through a lot of struggles and you've gone through struggles with, and now see him get that promotion and be able to handle things, for at least for a week. I think that's done a lot for JP too, to realize, I can play up there and I'm going to play up there. And I think, in terms of confidence, I think he's good to go. I don't think we have any worries in that department.
Tom, I'm asking for your opinion here. Who's the next guy? Who's the next call up out of AAA that we can look forward to in South Philadelphia?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a prospect because I think it's a guy who was in Philly, and Udabe Ramos has been in two outings here. He looks like the guy who doesn't belong here again. And again, if anybody watched those last six or seven outings with him, he was that guy I didn't recognize. The guy who couldn't get anybody out, I had never seen that before. He's a guy who didn't belong in AA when he was there. He doesn't belong in AAA now. But again, there's a guy where it's all between the ears. If he can say, hey, look, I don't belong here now, and I belong in Philly, and when he gets to Philly, he pitches like that, then I'm never going to see him again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, you can keep him. Don't worry. We'll be fine. We'll be fine here. Luis Garcia has turned it around a little bit. But Tom Hausnick, Allentown Morning Call, thanks so much for joining us. And keep the videos coming. If you see Scott Kingery doing anything out of the ordinary, playing first base or center field or anything, just let us know, all right?
You got it.
Tom Hausnick, thanks so much, man. We appreciate you checking in on everything going on at AAA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.